Hello, this is a party political broadcast on behalf of the Sensible Party. The Right Honourable Solomon presiding. Well, hello, my friends and voters. I'd like to address something specifically in the UK. That's United Kingdom for those of you who are from out of town. But we still require your vote. The government in power at the present time seems to be asleep at the wheel. There have been quite a number of dog attacks on people and children over a very lengthy period, and the government has done nothing. Some people have subsequently died or been disfigured. I myself go walking in the morning, purely to keep healthy.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the store. Do you want anything?
I'm doing a speech. Get me a pack of smokes.
Okay, toodaloo.
Sorry about that, but it just shows how natural we are. When I'm out for my walk and I see dog walkers with dogs that even to me are not made pets. These animals were bred for something else. And however you try to make it a pet, that something else is still inside that dog and can come to the surface at any time. And these dogs are getting bigger. I've seen grown big men struggling with these dogs. So a femon taking it for a walk has no chance to control it if it wants to go and attack a person and tear their goddamn throat out. Certain breeds that have been around for a very long time, even centuries, have a proven track record of being good pets and safe dogs. Labradors come to mind. They may come over and jump at you and try and lick you to death, but they're not going to tear your goddamn windpipe right out, are they? But this new, increasingly designer-type dogs that are generally bought for not just a pet, but for show. And yet these breeds of dogs are not on the danger list on the government. Anybody can own one. I have taken upon myself to write to the government and ask them why they have taken no action whatsoever. Even after at least once a week or more, there's some form of dog attack against a human. I've also asked them to look into some of these big, powerful dogs are owned by people who live in flats. They're trapped inside the flat all day. And of course, when they go for that walk that day, they're not just dying for a poo. They're looking to rip somebody's goddamn throat out. If you don't have premises for the dog, you shouldn't be allowed one. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you people for voting for us last year in the election. We got a total of 4 votes, I believe, which is double from last year. If the government doesn't act, there is going to be more and more deaths, I believe. I would also like to hear from you people and tell me what you think. The time to act is now. A dog can be a dangerous animal, just like a car, and yet we need a license to drive a car. Should people not have to get a license to own a dog? I don't just mean a piece of paper. They would have to take a course and pass that course. Come to think of it, wannabe parents should do the same too. Anyway, that's another matter. This is Solomon from the Sensible Party. Oi!